Bloomberg Government has just released its top 200 government contractors list. BGov analyst Brian Friel is contributed to those rankings, and he joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I think one of the surprising findings that you have for all 200 of them is that federal contract spending fell 3.5% in fiscal 2011. Is that because of the wind down in Iraq and Afghanistan, or is there something else behind that?
Yes, mostly, you know, on the defense side, it's mostly the wind down in Iraq, much more so than Afghanistan, because we still have significant operations going on in Afghanistan. On the civilian side, it's largely been because of the fall off in Recovery Act contracts. The total amount of Recovery Act contracts reached $16 billion roughly in 2009 and 2010, and then fell off to about $2 billion in 2011, and is now well below $1 billion in 2012.
Let's just take a look at some of the findings. You ranked Lockheed Martin number one with nearly $43 billion in federal contracts in fiscal 2011. That's way far more than number two, Boeing, at 22. Did these findings surprise you?
That one isn't surprising. Lockheed Martin has been the number one contractor since its formation in 1995. And, you know, as you point out, it's so far ahead of its competitors that it's unlikely to be toppled from number one for a long time. But one thing that really did strike me was the amount of money that goes to the top 200 prime contractors. It's 63%, so nearly two-thirds of all federal prime contract dollars in fiscal year 2011 went to those top 200. And what that really says is for other companies, it becomes really important to establish relationships with those companies to serve, so that the other companies can serve as subcontractors to those prime contractors in order to get some of that, you know, two-thirds of the overall spending.
Yes, because it's probably fair to say that of that $43 billion going to Lockheed, some substantial portion passes right through onto their thousands and thousands of subcontractors.
That's right. You know, look at the F-35 program. There are thousands of suppliers just on that program alone. If you look at one of the biggest contracts being lit this year, the Navy's NGEN, which is its central technology services contract, the requirement for that contract is 35% of the work is subcontracted to small businesses. It's a $4.5 billion minimum contract. That means, you know, $1.5 billion for small businesses. So, yeah, the prime numbers, you know, really show, you know, just sort of actually sort of hide the number of companies that are participating in the federal market.
Yeah, so that 23% level, or they never quite make it, for federal prime contracting dollars that are supposed to go to small business, actually many more dollars than that are ending up there. They just pass through somebody bigger on the way to the small people, right?
That's right, yeah. And you know, the one thing that struck us about the numbers is that the number of prime contractors that the government is reporting has been falling over the past 5 years. So it's still a huge number, 141,262 prime contractors, but that's down from 148,876, so a 5% drop from 2010. And, you know, there are a few reasons for that. One is there are, of course, always mergers and acquisitions going on in the market. But there's also a lot of contract consolidation occurring and, you know, more money shifting to a smaller group of prime contractors.
We're speaking with Brian Friel, and he's a government contract analyst at Bloomberg Government. Brian, the list is interesting. When I look down, I see a number of foreign companies and even foreign governments like the government of Russia and of Canada. Can you enlighten me about the impact of these foreign groups on this list of the top 200?
So, yeah, we looked at the headquarters locations for all 200, and 30 of them are located overseas. It includes seven British companies, the highest-ranked foreign company is BAE Systems, which is Europe's largest defense contractor. It's also the number nine U.S. government contractor. Some of that reflects the U.S.'s participation in trade agreements that open government procurement markets to companies from countries that participate in that. So the UK, of course, has the most top federal contractors. The Netherlands has three. But then you see a significant number of foreign oil companies in the top 200, and that really reflects the overseas contingency operations going on at the Defense Department and the just tremendous amount of fuel that's being consumed by our military overseas. So you have foreign companies from Afghanistan, from Gibraltar, from Kuwait, from Bahrain in these rankings, and these are all you know, providing fuel to the U.S. military.
Now, here's one I found surprising, and maybe you, if you look at this level of detail, IBM is down at number 38, only $1.8 billion in federal sales. So for IBM, federal business has become a pretty small thing relative to their total revenue. But they are three places behind something called Coins and Things. At $1.9 billion. Do we know anything about who Coins and Things is?
Sure. Yeah, they're, you know, there are really fascinating things. That's one of the reasons we did these rankings, because they can really reveal some interesting stories. And it turns out, you know, with the price of gold having risen dramatically over the past few years, the U.S. Mint is paying a lot more for gold than it used to. And Coins and Things, the number 35 contractor, is a company out of Bridgewater, Massachusetts, and it competes on a daily basis with other gold providers to provide the mint with gold to make coins.
So they beat out Golds R Us, I guess, or something in that case, huh?
Yeah, there are actually a couple other gold providers in the top 200 now. And you see those kinds of – well, this is the first year we've done these rankings, but as we go forward in the future, we'll, you know, as if the price of gold drops, those types of companies might come off. And companies in growth areas like drones and even possibly commercial space launch, you know, might move into the rankings.